Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Carl, he is our Australian science communicator and populariser. Very good morning. How are you and how's Australia this morning?
Wonderful, except we're having weird, what we call winter weather, where storms are marching up the east coast of Australia and occasionally kissing onto the land, but mostly just staying out to sea. But very nice lightning over the last week or so.
So is this typical? Do you have winter rain? You know, here in Johannesburg, we have a very dry winter, typically. We don't see clouds for the entire season of winter, although this season it's been raining on and off, so it is a bit weird.
Ah, now I do not know, and I should know, and I'll look up whether we are more likely to have rain in winter or summer, but I do know that we are having things happening which affects both of our continents, things happening with the SAM, or the Southern Annular Mode, look it up on Wikipedia, which is a bunch of winds going clockwise around the Antarctic, which when they expand, kiss the bottom of Africa and Australia, and give us the cold weather, and we've had a hint of that, and snow just outside of Sydney, which has been just lovely.
That is amazing. And we'll keep an eye on what's happening there. Let's talk about wooden spoons, because we always have this conversation at home. Is it safe to use them? What about infections? Can you clean them? What's the latest?
Well, firstly, people love wooden spoons because they are guaranteed not to add any flavor to the food. And secondly, because they are not going to damage the food. You can't chip any ceramic with a wooden spoon. But they've always been worried because of the fibrous nature of wood. What about bacteria that maybe just jump into the wood, penetrate deeply, and then later come out? And it turns out that that does happen, but that the bacteria normally die within a few hours of being dry. So as soon as you dry the spoon, the bacteria now migrate to the surface, and just sitting there in the drawer, they come to the surface and they die, and we just don't hear of them surviving. There is, however, another effect that happens with wood, which we noticed first with wooden boards, you know, cutting boards. So wood can help the bacteria form a biofilm, where different types of bacteria get together and they create a little city, a civilization of 10 or 20 different types of bacteria, and they create a little city with skyscrapers and sewage and all sorts of stuff. And they're 40% likely to do that on wood, 60% likely to do that on wood, but 40% likely on glass. So you do have a slight increased chance of a biofilm happening, but really you just don't hear of people getting sick from diseases from the wooden spoon. So overwhelmingly we must think that they're safe on average.
Very, very interesting indeed. So I saw an article yesterday about a flight that can take 2 hours from London to Sydney.
Yes, this is called a suborbital flight or a fractional orbital flight. So to get into orbit around the Earth, you burn a lot of rocket fuel for about 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you take off and you get accelerated up to about 5 or 6 G, and about 2/3 of people have some loss of vision. So you have to be relatively young and healthy to be able to withstand this. And then, after burning the rocket fuel for 8 minutes, if nothing blows up, you're in orbit around the Earth at an altitude of 400 kilometers. And you're doing 28,000 kilometers an hour, and you will go around the Earth in 1.5 hours. But if you do a suborbital flight, you don't burn all the fuel. You go most of the way into orbit, and then you switch off, and then you glide.
Right.
You can then, instead of going all the way around the Earth in 1.5 hours, you can go halfway around the Earth in 2 hours, which is pretty darn fast compared to the normal 24 hours or so that it takes to get between London and Sydney. So the cost of this is at least $500,000 to $600,000 US, and almost certainly it'll be much more expensive, and I really don't think it's going to take off. It's more of an intellectual exercise. I mean, who could afford the best part of $1 million just to save a day's travel time when you've got the risk of having loss of vision, heart disease, heart attacks, all that sort of stuff?
Very, yeah. It's, I mean, I guess the theory is nice, and I just, it did make me a bit nervous when you said, well, if nothing blows up, because, well.
Things do blow up every now and then. And remember the motto of the, American Air Force, the unofficial motto, with enough energy, a pig will fly. Sure, if we threw enough energy and time and money at it, we could get you from one part of the world to another in 2 hours, but the risks are a bit higher, unfortunately.
What soaps make us more attractive to insects?
Well, unfortunately, it turns out that some soaps don't simply remove the nasty fats on your skin. So soaps don't kill bacteria. What soaps do is they solubilize them. They put fatty molecules on your skin, and one part of the fatty molecule dissolves the fat, you know, the fat that surrounds the bacterium, and another part dissolves in water, and so it sticks to the nearest glob of water and takes the bacterium with it. And so an unperfumed soap should simply remove all of the bacteria off your skin by the physical act of washing. However, in some sort of marketing thing, they think it has to be scented like the left hoof of a llama or the breath of a springbok on the first day of March or something, you know, some sort of marketing thing. And in the case of a few soaps such as Dove, it turns out that the extra perfumes that they put in by a terrible accident seem to attract extra insects. Now, if it turns out that they attract mosquitoes and you're a part of the world where you've got mosquitoes carrying malaria like a Gypsy's Aedes, then you want to avoid those soaps.
Very interesting. That's where we leave it. Dr. Carl, thank you as always. Just going through some general science principles and talking about things that are of interest to us. It has gone 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.